Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study on the subject of Christian marriage relationships. Today I want to talk to you about God's design for the marriage relationship. God has a way of doing things. He has an order in the way that He has designed creation and in the way that He has designed the marriage relationship. God's order for the marriage relationship places the husband under the covering of Christ and the wife under the covering of Christ and her husband. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we see this written in this way. But I want you to understand that Christ is the head of every man, and the man is the head of a woman, and God is the head of Christ. In Ephesians chapter 5, we see this reiterated in a slightly different way, where it says in verse 23, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Husbands," it says in verse 25, "love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought to also love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself." And then a few verses later, in verse 33, there's one more exhortation to the husbands. "Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife, even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband." God's design for the marriage relationship has caused much controversy, especially in the last century or so. Oftentimes, as humans, we have a tendency to bristle against God's order, and especially in the area of marriage. God designed for the marriage relationship to be a place where two individuals under the covering of God, under the covering of His banner of love, as we are told in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 4, "And He's brought me to His banquet hall, and His banner over me is love." And under the banner of the love of God, under that covering, we are to find the husband under the covering of God's love, covering his wife with love, watching the example of the Father, just like Jesus did. The scriptures tell us that Jesus never did anything except what he saw the Father doing. So like Jesus, the husband is to watch the Father. And in following the example of God himself, the husband then is in turn to lead and love his wife and his children. But oftentimes, this scripture and others have been misinterpreted, or you could say misemphasized, to bring the marriage relationship to a place where men or husbands are to dominate their wives or to be domineering. Wives are to be doormats, submissive to the point of never resisting anything the husband would ever say or do. And this is a perversion of what God intended for the marriage relationship. The marriage relationship was intended to be a place of great beauty and a literal reflection of the relationship between Christ and the church. Now, let me ask you this question. How did Christ love the church? Christ loved the church so much that he laid down his life for it. Christ loved the church so much, he became a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, laying down his own life for the church, for men and for women both. And Jesus himself said, no man has ever loved anyone so much as the one who would lay down his life for his friend. And husbands, I would challenge you that this scripture is calling you to be a servant leader in your marriage relationship. You're a servant to God Most High. You look and you watch and you follow him, and then you turn, and with the same loving relationship that Christ had for you in laying down his life for you, you turn and lovingly lead and serve in laying down your life for your wife. And let me say this to you, that it's easy for a wife to flow with loving leadership. Very easy. It is easy for a wife to submit to the leadership of a loving husband, a husband that's so sacrificial with his love. He seeks to bless, to be a blessing, to follow God, to watch God's footsteps, follow in those footsteps. It's so easy for a wife to follow behind a husband like that. So I want to encourage you today. God's design for your marriage relationship will bring beauty and order and joy and a place where both husband and wife will flourish in their lives. The wife will flourish under the loving covering of a husband who loves her so much. A husband will flourish under the loving covering of Father God, who he follows so closely that he hears his voice and seeks the best, what God has for him, for his wife, and for his family. That man will flourish in his relationship with his wife, with his children, in his career. He'll flourish because he's following after God. God intended for the marriage relationship to be a beautiful reflection of Christ's love for the church, how Jesus loved the church so much, he laid down his life for her. And that was God's intent. It's not an insult to women that God designed that the husband would be the covering for the wife and that God, Christ himself, would be the covering for the husband. It's not an insult in any way. It's a blessing from God. Now understand that this position that the husband has been given by God is one of very serious responsibility. The husband's position as covering for the wife is one where he's responsible for providing protection, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual protection for the wife, for the children. And he can only do that as he is a follower after God, seeking God's wisdom, because it will be the wisdom of God, men, that will give you insight, discernment, understanding, how to lead, how to protect, how to govern in a godly and loving sense your home. But if you are not following hard after God, if you're not keeping close to the Father, you'll struggle in your leadership. It'll be easy to get off course. It'll be easy to try to demand submission instead of lovingly lead. This is an error that many men have made. And in the course of doing marriage counseling as a pastor's wife, my husband and I have observed this from time to time. And even a most recent situation we came across never ceases to amaze me, but here was the situation. The husband brought the wife in and wanted us to tell the wife to get in line, that she needed to be obedient to her husband. She was being disobedient, and his attitude was as if he had a disobedient child on his hands, and he wanted to take the Bible and have us pound it over her head and say, it says right here, wives, subject yourself to your own husbands. He very easily ignored the part that said, husbands, love your wife. That it says in Ephesians chapter 5, where it says, Wives, be submissive to your husbands as to the Lord. It says three times to the husbands, love your wives, reaffirming this same principle three times. He overlooked those parts. She's to be submissive. She's not obedient. He was quite upset. My husband, wise man that he is, simply looked at this gentleman and said, you are missing the entire point of the scriptures, that your responsibility before the Lord is to be that loving covering. And in that atmosphere, it will be easy to follow. But his idea or his interpretation of these scriptures was that he would get to be in charge and always have his way in everything and tell her what to do, and she just needed to do it. There was no love involved whatsoever. He was looking for a housekeeper more than he was looking for a helpmate, as God had designed the marriage relationship to be. Husband's position doesn't mean I'm in charge, now I'll get my own way. It means I'm closely following after God and leading my wife and children where God is leading. And I guarantee you, gentlemen, God doesn't lead out of anger. God doesn't lead out of selfishness. God doesn't lead out of a domineering spirit, but he leads with love. His banner over you and his banner over me is love. And men, husbands, your banner, your covering over your wife and over your children needs to be in love. Then it will be easy to follow your leading as you are following the leading of the Lord. That's all the time we have for today, but join me tomorrow as we continue talking about the Christian marriage relationship. God wants your marriage to be a reflection of God's love to the whole world. He wants your marriage relationship to be a lighthouse in the middle of a dark generation where people don't feel like they can stay in love with their spouse for very long. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying God's Word on the Christian marriage relationship. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.